This started about late August, and it had to do a lot with China devaluing its money.
Yes, right? And the Chinese stock market at the time, you know, took a nice big plunge.
Mm-hmm.
That got everybody worried about how strong is the Chinese economy. It's the second biggest economy in the world, and if it gets sick, then it's going to be contagious to other economies. So that was the big worry at the time.
And here on the First Coast, are people kind of freaking out about their stock situation?
Well, I talked with Peter Bauer. He runs River Place Capital Management.
Okay.
And he's a wealth manager. And he says, yes, there are some of his clients who are very concerned about this. If you had $1 million portfolio and it went down 7-8%, you've lost about $80,000.
Reason to freak a little bit.
Yes. But his point is, you really have to think long term as an investor and hang in there. That the worst thing to do would be to just panic at something like this and sell your stocks when they're lower. It's something you see every 2 or 3 years. He calls it a garden variety correction. Nothing to be overly concerned about.
People have a hard time thinking long term, though.
They do. And you know, what really savvy investors do when stock prices go down 10%, they buy more. Because they say, ooh, look, my stocks are on sale now. It's like going to Stein Mart and getting 10% off. I'm going to buy more stock. Well, that's a very counterintuitive thing to do. And
right.
You have to be very disciplined and not listen to your natural panic button.
Ignore your natural panic button. That's our business analyst, John Burr, breaking down the stock market. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.